Alrighty, bye-bye. That's our good friend Captain Brian Moat from FishGH.com with your boating and fishing report here on 92.1 WGHN, Big Lake style. Now we're going to go inland with our good friend Big Fish Brooksy. He is in the studio here, and he and I were just sort of talking about the temperature and how that affects the fishing. And it's funny, when he came in, he sat down, he said, "It's cold out there, Jess. It's cold, cold for fishing." But you caught fish in the dark, but it was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, cold, dark fish experience.
Cold, dark, windy.
Yeah.
Big waves.
Big waves.
You know, it was rocking.
It was rocking. And you wore pants. You did wear pants.
I did.
Yeah, you did wear pants. You didn't want to wear pants, but you wore pants.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of times I'll just put shorts on and sweatpants, but I wore jeans.
Yeah, there you go.
It was when I got up, like I said, 40, 49.
Yeah. And you went fishing with your friend Art. Art does not have a nickname, or at least one we can say on the air, but Art.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is Art a master angler, or does Art just like to go fishing for fun?
He just likes to go. We actually went on a charter today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You and Art went on a charter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did Art behave himself?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So.
Okay. Well, let us go around the old campfire here and talk about our usual cast of characters when we refer to or we talk about inland fishing. Make one little adjustment to my headset here. Okay. Let's start Big Fish Brooksy with, let's talk with Mosquito Creek Jerry. What's going on with him?
He says the river's looking good, low, clear, not much pressure. Hasn't seen a salmon yet.
Okay.
I told him that they're coming, though, because... We'll talk about this in a minute. There's fish in the rivers.
There's fish in the rivers.
Yeah.
There's fish in the rivers.
I should say there is salmonoids in the river.
Salmonoids.
There's always fish
yes.
in the river.
Always fish. Yeah. Always fish.
But now the salmon are starting to go up the river.
Okay. All right. So that's for Mosquito Creek, Jerry.
Yep.
And what about Bustin' Brandon Bass, or is he not doing it anymore?
He's there.
Oh, he's there.
He's there, but he got to be in the top three. He was four.
Okay.
Wasn't really happy because River Rat Matt was number two.
Mm-hmm.
And so 10.5 pounds was first place. The guys that won it like 3 weeks in a row did not win it again, but somebody else won it. River Rat was second with 9.5 pounds. And then just over 9 pounds was third place.
Okay.
And if you see a pattern there, I asked them, I go, you know, when in the beginning of the year, you know, they were weighing in 15, 16 pounds for their best five bass.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just barely over 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only five boats that came in with five bass. Biggest bass was a 4-pounder. That was their only bass, but they took money because they had the biggest bass.
Mm-hmm.
Matt says, if I would have had that one, I'd have took first place.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he couldn't get, and he only had weighed four bass
yeah.
and still got second place.
Okay.
But so pressure.
Pressure.
Those fish are getting hit every week by the tournament guys and plus pleasure boat people.
Okay.
You know?
What about, we mentioned him a while, a Little Fish Polly. Anything on Little Fish Polly?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, quote from Little Fish Polly.
A quote from LFP.
Yeah. He goes, it's a lot more enjoyable catching bluegills than it is combat fishing with all the Labor Day crowd out in front of the Muskegon Channel.
Oh.
He said it's crazy over there.
Yeah.
A lot more, sounded like way more people there than here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the salmon are now in the river in the middle of the lake there where, you know, they're coming through the channel and there's like a holding stage there. It's deep in the Muskegon Lake and
mm-hmm.
people are jigging them now. So he says all those people are anchored right in the mouth of the channel where it's entering into the Muskegon Lake and they're jigging for salmon.
Okay.
And he said it's kind of crowded.
What about our favorite angled angler, Bend in the Rod Johnny?
He said he was going to try to get out, but he never sent me nothing, so he must not have made it out.
I see.
He was in the blind taking pictures of fawns.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I saw there.
Bend in the Rod Johnny is very famous. He's a very well-known photographer. He takes wonderful pictures.
Yep.
All right.
That's his life.
It's his life. It really is.
Besides cutting and wood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we talked about your fishing this morning.
Yeah. What
about your fishing this week? How has it been? I mean, well, because it was warm at the beginning of the week, but now it's just kind of different. But how has the fishing been for you this week?
Didn't make it out fishing this week, Jess.
I didn't.
No. Nope. I've been smoking salmon because I went out last Friday
yeah.
and I caught three salmon.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday night, I had to smoke them. So that's all smoked. So like I did the week before when I smoked
for my dad.
Yeah, the trout.
Because I gave that to my dad, and my dad's report was, because my dad likes to eat it kind of cool. He likes to chew on a cool, kind of like a snack. He thought it was very flavorful. He was rather enjoyed it. He enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, well, that was trout.
Yes.
Next week I'll have them. I didn't have time to package it up here and bring them some, but next week I will.
Okay. All right. Yep. Hear that, Dad? Oh, he's all excited now.
Salmon.
There you go. Going to have salmon next week. But he liked what you did last week.
Yeah.
He liked it cool.
Always cool.
Yeah, he liked your brine mix and everything. He loved the flavor. He greatly enjoyed that.
There you go.
So anything for free food, my dad's fired up. But anyway, so you didn't go out fishing this week, but today you went out on the charter with Art, and Art had fun, and you had fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you got those fish.
I go out on charter every year with Art, my friend Rory, and his son Will.
Yeah.
So, because I can only take one person on my boat. So
the pram.
And the pram.
Yeah.
So I hook us up every year for a charter in the fall to go out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good deal. Let's see here. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. We've got some. Here we go. We have Macedoni here. She says fish every day, by the way.
F-E-D.
Fish every day. That's right. Well, then she put question marks as if to say, why aren't you fishing every day? But you've been busy.
Work.
Work gets in the way. Work does get in the way. Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Let's see. What else you got on the old cheat sheet there? What about the high school kids last week? What'd you find out about them?
Well, they had it. Their classic on Friday. Mm-hmm. I found out the Grand Haven team finished third. The guy texted me that runs it for the high school. He said that we finished third, but he didn't tell me who won.
Oh.
Didn't give me first or second place.
Okay.
Grand Haven finished third.
Yeah. All right, but at least they finished. They did finish.
They were in the top three.
They got a
plaque.
Yeah.
And they got some money.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
them. Third place money.
Good for them. But hey, it's money.
It's money.
It's just money. They still came in the show. All right.
I'm sure they had to pay for gas.
Well, I think so too. What else you got on the old cheat sheet there? Anything else happening?
All the fish, salmon are in all the rivers now going up. So they're starting to go in the Muskegon River. They already went through the Grand River. Mm-hmm. Polly said that up in Pentwater River and the Pierre Marquette River, those all lakes, drowned river mouths where there's a lake in front of the river. And there's people in there jigging all those lakes for salmon.
Okay.
So people wait. They love fishing for salmon, jigging them.
Yeah.
It's a lot different than trolling because you're lifting your lure up and wham, takes it. Almost takes the rod out of your hand.
I see.
So,
all right.
It's a little bit different.
Okay.
But fun.
As we talk about different kinds of fishing, I just thought of this. Brooksy, have you ever done fly fishing?
A little bit.
Yes.
Johnny's a big fly fisher.
I am not surprised. He's a renaissance man.
Yeah. So when I bluegill fish, it's kind of like fly fishing because I fish with a cane pole.
Mm-hmm.
So does Johnny. So I go and just throw it one little flip back and forward. So I'm not casting, and then it's way funner.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like fly fishing. Johnny, he knows how to do the line back and forth and throw it out there, but can't do that when you're bluegill fishing with Brooksy because I just go, and it's out there, and then he's, hey, you're in my way.
Yeah.
So you're in the pram.
Gotcha.
No fly fishing in the pram.
No fly fishing in the pram. There's actually a sign.
Yeah, but... cane pulling is okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Anyway, Brooksy, anything else there on the old cheat sheet? We've kind of gone through it. We talked about the tournaments. We talked about the kids.
Yep.
Have we hit all of our cast of characters?
Pretty much they are calling in.
Yeah. All right. So then do we have any words of day here? Words of the day, I should say. Words of the day.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Jesse.
Yes.
2/3 of the planet is covered by water.
Yep.
So 2/3 of your time should be spent fishing.
That does make sense when you think about it.
Try to.
There you go.
If we got the time.
This is our good friend, Big Fish Brooksy. He's philosophical, but he believes in fishing every day, and you should too. We have him in here every Friday about this time to talk about inland fishing on 92.1 WGHN. And Big Fish Brooksy, besides fishing every day, what do we like to say at the end of every segment?
F-E-D and sayonara.
Sayonara. It's Men at Work Down Under WGHN.